Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KZAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16. It's currently 57 degrees under partly cloudy skies here on the waterfront, and it is time for our live local interview. I have two guests in the studio today, Kathy and Gallinera. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Peter.
Thank you for joining me. Carrie Sagel, good morning.
Hey, Peter.
We are here to talk about a special event that's being put on through the Friends of Sitka Public Library. And these folks in the studio with me today are both board members, but I hear, Carrie, you're the boss.
I am the boss, but I'm willing to not be the boss at any time.
Well, can you do that later? Because right now I'd like you to be the boss and tell us a little bit about what the Friends of Sitka Public Library are. I'm not sure which is the right, what it is.
Question.
Yeah, okay, that's a good question.
We struggle with that too.
Who are we?
We are a group that supports the mission of the Sitka Public Library, and to a lesser extent, we support literacy initiatives in town like Sitka Imagination Library, Babies and Books, and we like to have a good time with books.
Great. So Kathy, you are on the board, and you're not the boss.
I am not the boss. I'm the troublemaker.
I don't believe that for a second. So let's talk a little bit about the event. So you have something coming up called the Adult Book Challenge. Do I have that right?
Yes, it's the Adult Book Challenge, and it's taking place in October 23. And you might wonder, why are we talking today about the Adult Book Challenge? And it's because we want you to start reading.
Okay, it's 2 months away. So,
yeah, good choice.
So let's talk about what do you have planned for this? Tell me about the book. Kathy, you want to, or about the
event? Sure. So there are six books that we picked as a board and as some community members, and also the Teen Advisory submitted a book suggestion that we took. So there are six different books, and people can join a team of, or start a team of anywhere from two to five people. And pay an entrance fee, $25, or not. And between the team, they have to read all six books and be ready to answer questions on October 23rd. So there's a couple of months to split up the books reading and then read the books and be ready to answer questions.
Okay, so let's say
for a prize.
Let's say the three of us decided to do a team. You probably don't want me on your team, but that's okay. So each of us would probably read two books.
Mm-hmm.
And then on October 23rd, we would assemble and someone would ask us questions that someone else wrote.
Right. The board and three community members are writing the questions. All the questions take the same form. In which book? And an example might be, in which book does a fly fall into a cup of coffee? And then the team has 30 seconds to identify the title of the book and the author and write it down.
Is that a real question? Or did you just make that up?
I made that one up.
Oh, good, because I didn't know the answer to that.
Well, you haven't read the books.
Well, that's true. So let's talk about the books. So there are six books.
Six books.
And it's are they kind of local authors, international, national authors, all topics? Is there a theme?
I would say one thing that we did is this is modeled after a school program called Battle the Books, and they always have books chosen by genre. So they'll have an Alice Scanna, a survival, a nonfiction, a fiction book, a speculative fiction book. So we kind of did that. We genreized the
books.
Okay,
you're going to have to explain the first one you mentioned.
What was the first one?
I thought it was a name.
Alaskana. So Alaskana. Books about Alaskan.
Oh, I got it.
Alaskana.
Okay, so let's read. What are those categories again, the genres?
The categories we chose are a survival book, which is 438 days.
Before about a raft.
Somebody out on a fishing boat for 438 days trying to survive and get back to Mexico.
Okay. Mexico, yes.
Okay.
Before the Coffee Gets Cold by Toshigazu Kawaguchi, which is a translation into English from the Japanese, a very short, endearing little book.
Okay.
Everyone Dies Famous in a Small Town, which is our Alaskana by Bonnie Sue Hitchcock. The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store, which is a prize-winning novel. Pack of Two. Maybe you could describe Pack of Two.
Oh, so my suggestion was Pack of Two. It's by Caroline Knapp, and it's a story about a woman who overcame alcoholism by adopting a dog from a shelter. And
I wonder why you picked
wonder
that
why
book.
I picked that book. Yes. So I'm very happy.
Yes.
I'm very happy that it made it.
Wow.
And then the last one is
Remarkably Bright Creatures. It's about a widow who takes a job in an aquarium and sort of develops a relationship with an octopus.
You know, there's a precedent for that too,
yes.
Right?
So there is a little bit.
Pearl mm-hmm. from the Science Center. Mm-hmm. There were some people who were very attached to that
yes.
creature.
Wow. I guess it's easy to become attached. They're very intelligent, so
wow.
That's helpful.
I think they're very, I'm thinking of the word possessive, but that's not, they're very cuddly.
Oh, yeah.
This person often had sucker marks on her skin
nice.
from being very closely attached to this animal. Wow. So it's a wide variety of books. Is it also a wide variety of kind of reading levels or lengths?
Oh, some books are much shorter. There's two books that are 300, 400 pages. So if you're going to be in the competition, you better start reading soon. And some of the other books are shorter, a couple hundred.
That's yeah. why we're starting now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So teams, let's talk about sign up and teams. You're looking for, you said up to 10 teams?
Yes,
ideally.
We're hoping to get up to 10 teams because that's about the number of book sets we'll have purchased. And when you sign up, you get a set of books for free.
Oh, okay. The team gets the set mm-hmm. of books.
So their first step would be to choose an unusual team name. There could be 2 to 5 people. Split up the books and get reading.
Okay. Do you have any memorable team names from the past that you can think of off the top of your head?
I remember some team names from spelling bees. What was that? One was Fly by the Seat of My Pants or By the Seat of Our Pants.
Spell by the Seat.
Spell by the Seat of Our
okay.
Pants, yeah.
Okay.
And they won.
Yes. Yeah. I'm remembering the team, spelling bee team named... I'm the Problem, It's Me, or something like that, right? Named after the Taylor Swift song.
For the best team name and then the group that wins.
Okay.
Answers the questions, most questions correctly.
Okay, how many teams do you have signed up now? Do you have any yet?
Jeff's team plus 2 others, and he just got started, so he thinks we'll be zipping through those slots quickly.
So that's Jeff Budd and probably a Rotary team?
Who knows?
I don't know who his team
okay.
is.
Okay. Do you know who I guess you're going to know who the team members are when you hand out the books.
That's yes. right.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, let's talk about the questions. So the questions have been written not only by the board members from the Friends of Sitka Public Library, but also from the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shannon Hoagland knew that she'd write questions, and she had 2 people in mind, Kristen Homer and Lucy Polson. So it's an international team of question writers at this
wow.
point.
Wow. And are there some very, is it minutiae questions? Is it big picture questions?
So it's interesting. So I have a long history of these kinds of questions.
Okay.
They can be very minutiae, but if you're an adult, you have a better understanding of context. So you'll understand if a book is written in a certain era and what kind of clothing people wore in a certain era. So you have an advantage as an adult. Sometimes they're big general questions. It's a range. It's a real range. But a question could be as minutiae. Is it in which book did a door open into a living room?
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That could be several books. But
that could be several books.
Probably not the one where the guy's lost at sea.
Well, it depends on how big the boat is.
It's not very big. I'm reading the book right now.
Okay. So let's talk about sign up. So if your interest is piqued by this discussion, this competition, friendly competition, mm-hmm. then how would one register a team?
Email Jeff Budd at jbudd3500@gmail.com. And Budd has 2 D's.
Ah, okay. JBUDD3500.
Yes.
@gmail.com.
And while Jeff is on the board, we're keeping a wall between the parts he does for the competition and the fact that he's actually competing.
Okay, mm-hmm. let's talk a little bit about who else is on the board, since you mentioned Jeff.
Oh, wow.
I'll say Cleo Berlinski, Heather Garrison, Martina Kurzer, Paul Ryu, myself, Kathy here. Are we missing anybody? Oh, the director, Jessica Yuramia, is a de facto non-voting member of the board.
Okay. Are you looking for board members?
We always are looking for board members.
Always, especially someone that wants to be the boss.
Yes, we're always looking for a boss.
And you're going to continue, Kathy, in your role as the troublemaker.
Yes, I might as well.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a good fit for you,
thank
perfect.
You. I think so.
Great. Well,
I want to say one other thing. I know that several people are putting together, and I think it's done, a display at the library. The cabinet has a display of the books, so and things to get people's interest piqued.
Okay, so you can go to the library today, and you could see the books, and you could pick them up, and you could leaf through them and decide if that's something you're
interested
in.
Well, they're in the glass.
Oh, they're in the glass. Yeah.
Library has copies.
Yeah.
Okay, super. Great. So in case you just joined us, I've been talking with Carrie Sagel. She's a board member with the Friends of Sitka Public Library, also Kathy Ingallinera, also a board member from the Friends of Sitka Public Library, about the upcoming Adult Book Challenge. It's in a couple of months, but you need to get started now because there are 6 books to read distributed amongst your team, however how big that team is. That's exciting.
Yeah. Well, you could be on a team.
I could be on a team. I could be on a team.
I think you've been in the spelling bee before.
I have been in the spelling bee before. You know, there's some trauma that's sometimes involved with these competitions. I'm not anticipating trauma for this challenge, though, for the books. It's just a question.
Yes.
It's low pressure, and the bottom line is people read a number of interesting books.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and don't care about winning or losing. That's my advice.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining me. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:28.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you so much for coming in.